Exercise 11.
Are you familiar with the very common English structure, which consists of using the gerund form of a verb when it's placed immediately after a preposition, as in...
Max's friends insisted on his staying with them a few more days.
In other words...
Max's friends insisted on the fact that he should stay with them a few more days.
Notice, too, that when the subjects of the two verbs are different, the subject going with the gerund takes the form of the possessive adjective. But very often, in less formal or spoken English, you will hear the object personal pronoun instead. To give you an example, in the sentence we just heard, you would hear,
Max's friends insisted on him staying with them a few more days.
In this exercise, we'll work on the more formal way and use the possessive adjective. I'll give you two sentences, and you'll have to make one out of them. For example,
Max should stay a few more days. His friends insisted on it.
And you say,
Max's friends insisted on his staying with them a few more days.
Okay, let's start.
1. Max should stay a few more days. His friends insisted on it.
Max's friends insisted on his staying with them a few more days.
Two, I walk alone through the park at night. He doesn't agree with it.
He doesn't agree with my walking alone through the park at night.
Three, we should agree to take part in the competition. The whole game really depends on it.
The whole game really depends on our agreeing to take part in the competition.
Four. He's joining our team next week. I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm really looking forward to his joining our team next week.
Five. I should go with him. His decision really depends on it.
His decision really depends on my going with him.
Six. She denied having had lunch with him. The argument finally dealt with this point.
The argument finally dealt with her denying having had lunch with him.
Ooh, this was a rather strenuous exercise, wasn't it? Well, let's go on to a much easier one.
Exercise 12.
This is a simple and relaxing exercise, but a very useful one at the same time. Do you know how to spell?
Well, let's start with the alphabet. Here's a little song to help you learn it. A one, a two, a one, two, three.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, and T, U, V, W and X, Y, Z. Now you've heard my A, B, C. Tell me what you think of me.
Wasn't that fun? Now, repeat each letter after us.
A,
B,
C,
D,
E,
F,
G,
H,
I,
J,
K,
L,
M.
N.
O.
P.
Q.
R.
S.
T.
U.
V.
W.
X.
Y.
Z.
Or Z if you're British.
Now, let's practice.
1. My last name is Wilkinson. Can you spell it? That's right. W-I-L-K-I-N-S-O-N.
Two. I have a friend whose name is Colin. Can you spell it? Right again. C-O-L-I-N.
Three. Tell me, how do you spell James Williams? Good. J-A-M-E-S-W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.
Four. What about my last name, Steen? Can you spell that? You couldn't miss that one, could you? Did you say S-T-E-E-N or S-T-E-E-N?
Five. Now that you know how to do it, spell your name and all your first names. Exercise 13.
Max is settling into his room. Looking around, he finds everything very neat and cozy. He opens the curtain to have a look at the street. What traffic! And what noise! This is not exactly the room he was hoping to find.
I think I'll take a shower. That's not a bad idea. There's nothing like it after a long trip.
Max goes to the bathroom whistling, turns on the tap, and... Surprise, surprise! There's no water!
Damn! There's no water in this place! This is really incredible!
He immediately picks up the phone and calls reception.
Reception, may I help you?
Good evening. This is room 234. I have a big problem. There's no water in my bathroom.
No water? How can that be?
Yeah, right. How can that be? This is extremely annoying. I'd like to have it fixed immediately. Or else put me in another room.
Yes, sir, I understand. I'll send someone up to your room right away. Please excuse us.
Okay, thank you.
The situation Max finds himself in could happen to you, too. And in those moments, you'd certainly like to know how to make a complaint.
Of course, there are different ways of complaining, depending on the degree of anger you feel. You could be just annoyed, or angry, or maybe even furious.
Right. And, as in every situation where you have to express feelings, it's very important to reproduce the right stress and intonation, as they convey the degree of emotion you feel.
Let's imagine a situation where you can react in the three different ways we've just mentioned. Let's say that you're settling into your hotel room, and it's so cold that you want to turn on the heating, but it's not working. How is it possible?
You ring reception, and if you're only annoyed, or very polite, you could say,
I've got a small problem. The heating isn't working. It's rather annoying, and I'd appreciate it if you'd send someone to fix it as soon as possible.
Could you repeat this?
Good. Now, let's say you're angry. You could say,
I've got a problem. The heating isn't working. It's very annoying. I'd like to have someone fix it right away.
Now, repeat this too.
Fine. I hope you're not that angry. Now, this situation drives you mad. To say the least, you're furious, and you say,
I've got a big problem. The heating isn't working. It's extremely annoying, and I want to have someone fix it immediately.
Wow, you sound mad. How about repeating this, too?
Okay, now let's practice the same sentences again, but in a different situation. You're going to complain because the window doesn't close. I'll tell you the mood you're in, and you'll react just in the same way as you did a few minutes ago. Okay, let's start. First, you're just annoyed.
Did you say,
I've got a small problem. The window doesn't close. It's rather annoying, and I'd appreciate it if you'd send someone to fix it as soon as possible.
Good. Now you're angry.
Did you say,
I've got a problem. The window doesn't close. It's very annoying. I'd like to have someone fix it right away.
Okay, you're sounding really cross. Now get furious and say,
did you say,
I've got a big problem. The window doesn't close. It's extremely annoying, and I want to have someone fix it immediately.
Oh, this is indeed a serious matter. Now, cool down a bit and relax. It was just an exercise, you know, but you did it perfectly.
Exercise 14.
Do you remember how Max asked to be woken up in the morning? He said,
I'd like to be woken up at 7:30 in the morning, if that's possible.
And in the restaurant, when he asked for a table near the window, he said,
I'd like to sit at the table near the window, if that's possible.
In the same way, he could have used other expressions such as,
if that's all right.
If you don't mind.
If it doesn't matter to you.
If it's all right with you.
if it makes no difference to you.
If that's convenient.
Well, let's stop here. That's enough to learn for now. Why don't you repeat them after us? I'm sure you'll remember them better. Okay? Here you go.
If that's all right.
If you don't mind.
If it doesn't matter to you.
If it's all right with you.
If it makes no difference to you.
If that's convenient. Now, this is a very polite way of requesting something. You might like to use it when asking for a favor, so let's practice it. We'll tell you what to ask for, and you'll do it in the same way as Max. But each time, you'll choose a different expression for the end. Just follow the same order as when you repeated them. All right, let's start.
1. Ask to sit at the table near the window.
'I'd like to sit at the table near the window, if that's all right.
Two. You're sitting in a train. The person next to you isn't reading his paper anymore. Ask to borrow it.
I'd like to borrow your paper if you don't mind.
Three. You're planning to go on holiday by car with a couple of friends. They'd like to drive at night, but you'd rather not. Ask them to leave in the morning.
I'd like to leave in the morning, if it doesn't matter to you.
Four. You're telling a friend something that you don't want him to repeat. Ask him to keep quiet about it.
I'd like you to keep quiet about this, if it's all right with you.
Five. You're changing the date of your invitation from Friday to Saturday. Ask your guest to come on Saturday.
I'd like you to come on Saturday, if it makes no difference to you.
Six. You don't like the room that was given to you in a hotel. Ask to change rooms.
I'd like to change rooms if that's convenient.
Exercise 15.
English-speaking people always tend to be very polite and deferential when refusing or disagreeing. When they do, they'll soften their reaction by starting with, "I'm afraid."
We have an example of this in the dialogue when Max is checking in at the hotel and asking for a single room with a bath. The receptionist answers him,
"I'm afraid we don't have one at the moment."
Can you answer like that? Let's try. And watch your tone of voice. It's very important, too.
As you're going to practice how to decline something politely, you're going to play the receptionist's part. But the questions I'm going to ask you will probably also be of interest to you, as you might ask them one day at the reception desk of a hotel. So, why not memorize them at the same time?
First, listen to the example.
Do you have a double room with a bath?
You say,
"No, I'm afraid we haven't."
Now, you do it.
1. Do you have a double room with a bath?
'No, I'm afraid we haven't.'
2. Do you serve breakfast in the room?
'No, I'm afraid we don't.'
3. Do you change foreign money?
No, I'm afraid we don't.
4. Can I phone the States from here?
No, I'm afraid you can't.
5. Was there any message for me?
No, I'm afraid there wasn't.
What kind of a hotel is this? Exercise 16.
When you travel, it's certainly useful to know how to ask for a good restaurant. When Max asked that question, he said,
Do you know a good restaurant nearby with local color?
He could have said it in many other ways. Let's practice some of them. You can start your question by,
Do you know?
Or, for instance, by,
Could you tell me?
This exercise is really simple. Each time we start with the question,
Do you know?
You repeat exactly the same question, but you start with,
Could you tell me?
And each time we start with,
Could you tell me?
You start with,
Do you know?
Okay, let's go.
Before starting, to give this exercise a touch of reality, we'll recommend a good place to you. While listening, pay attention to the type of structure we build when we want to recommend something.
Can we start now?
Of course.
Right. First, listen to the example.
Do you know a good restaurant nearby?
You say,
Could you tell me of a good restaurant nearby?
Yes, certainly. If I were you, I'd go to the vegetable patch.
Now, if we start with,
Could you tell me of a good restaurant nearby?
You say,
Do you know a good restaurant nearby?
And we'll answer you,
Yes, certainly. If I were you, I'd go to the vegetable patch.
Okay, off we go.
1. Do you know a good restaurant nearby with local color?
Could you tell me of a good restaurant nearby with local color?
Yes, certainly. If I were you, I'd go to the vegetable patch.
2. Could you tell me anywhere good to go out for a simple meal?
Do you know anywhere good to go out for a simple meal?
Yes, certainly. If I were you, I'd go to the quick diner.
3. Do you know where the best place is to eat a local speciality?
Could you tell me where the best place is to eat a local speciality?
Yes, of course. If I were you, I'd go to the Green Elephant.
4. Could you tell me a good place for eating fish?
Do you know a good place for eating fish?
Yes, of course. If I were you, I'd go to the aquarium.
Exercise 17.
As our last exercise, let's have a situation where you learn what to say when you go shopping. Just listen.
In the morning, Max gets up even before the phone rings. He hasn't slept all night because of the traffic. To say the least, he's in a very bad mood. Since he was planning to go shopping today, he decides that the first thing he has to buy is a pair of sunglasses to hide his bloodshot eyes. He goes into the first shop he sees and asks to try some.
Excuse me, could I try some of your sunglasses?
Certainly, sir. There's a mirror just behind you, and you can try all the models you want. Maybe I can help you find what you're looking for.
Yeah, maybe. I'd like a good quality, but at the same time, I don't want to pay too much.
Yes, I understand. What about these ones? Do you like them?
No, those are too flashy. I'd like something more sporty.
Something like this? It's a very popular model this year.
Yeah, but the lenses are too dark. Haven't you got something lighter?
Oh, yes. Here, try these ones.
Well, not bad. But I'd rather have the frame in metallic blue, like this.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm afraid we don't have the model you like in metallic blue. But why don't you like the ones you have on? They suit you well, you know.
Yeah? Do you think so?
Oh, sure. I think you look great with them.
Well, if you say so, I'll take them.
Oh, fine. Do you want me to wrap them for you?
No, I'll wear them.
Thank you very much, sir. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Now you'll hear the same dialogue again, with pauses after Max's part, for you to repeat. While repeating, watch your stress and intonation and the fluency of your speech. All right? Here you go.
Excuse me, could I try some of your sunglasses?
Certainly, sir. There's a mirror just behind you, and you can try all the models you want. Maybe I can help you find what you're looking for?
Yeah, maybe. I'd like a good quality, but at the same time, I don't want to pay too much.
Yes, I understand. What about these ones? Do you like them?
No, those are too flashy. I'd like something more sporty.
Something like this? It's a very popular model this year.
Yeah, but the lenses are too dark. Haven't you got something lighter?
Oh, yes. Here, try these ones.
Well, not bad, but I'd rather have the frame in metallic blue, like this.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm afraid we don't have the model you like in metallic blue. But why don't you like the ones you have on? They suit you well, you know.
Yeah? Do you think so?
Oh, sure. I think you look great with them.
Well, if you say so, I'll take them.
Oh, fine. Do you want me to wrap them up for you?
No, I'll wear them.
Thank you very much, sir. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Now that you know what Max asked the shop assistant, answer our questions.
1. What is Max asking the shop assistant when he first enters the shop?
2. He's asking if he can try some of their sunglasses.
2. What kind of sunglasses is he looking for?
Yes, he'd like to find a good quality, but at the same time, he doesn't want to pay too much.
Three. What style would he like to have?
Good. He'd like something sporty.
4. When the shop assistant is showing him a model with lighter lenses, does he go for it?
No. He'd rather have the frame in metallic blue.
5. Why doesn't the shop assistant wrap the glasses for him?
Very good, because he's going to wear them.
Congratulations! You're at the end of this training cassette. You've done a wonderful job.
You must be speaking like a native now.
No?
Well, maybe. It might be a good idea to do it again. What do you think?